have to pick one card.
I've never been to a fortune teller before. The cards are tattered and faded.
Right, you're concerned about money. That's the first thing you got.
I'm very concerned about money, yes.
George Mateo, the owner, is a short man with a shaved head. We're in the corner of the sparse shop. Two shelves with candles, herbs, and a live dove line the opposite wall.
You got a girlfriend right now? No, right?
No, I'm very single.
George, now in his 20s, moved to the U.S. from Oaxaca, Mexico. He opened the store 9 months ago. Business was very slow at first.
In May, we had trouble because we didn't have any money. We had to, you know, ask for a friend, you know, to borrow some money.
Sadly, some vandals smashed the shop's front window 2 months ago. It's yet to be fixed. However, the store's luck hasn't run out. Business last month improved.
You have to pick five more.
George thinks a woman will be attracted to me for the wrong reasons.
This girl is gonna think that you got a lot of money, so she actually is gonna be just, you know, for interest in you. I mean, she's gonna be like, I don't know how to say that.
She's gonna think I'm a sugar daddy?
Yeah, she's gonna think that, so be careful, be very careful, because she's kind of the gold digger, you know?
Boy, will she be disappointed. Lino Estiqueo is the shop's main spiritual healer. He can read a client's mind just by looking into his pupils. Lino's also from Oaxaca. I learned from the elders back then. Customers come to relieve headaches and nightmares and to stop people from spreading rumors about them.
Pick me some 2 cards more.
George says I'll need to push away this money-grubbing woman. I asked him if I'll find someone good in the next year.
Actually, not in this year. Maybe you have to wait a little bit.
Nothing this year?
Nothing. Cause
that's quite a dry spell.
Apparently, other customers have my problem. There's a couple in a tight embrace stenciled on the front door.
And that's what the sign means. We help people to find their love, you see, to find peace or something like that.
Yeah, when I first saw it, I thought I was gonna find something else, actually.
George recommends I clean my aura with bubble bath. It's made out of herbs he orders from family in Mexico. But I don't know if I can wait the week or two it'll take for them to arrive. He predicts people in need of healing, like me, will keep coming.
Probably in the next year, we're gonna do better.
I hope he's a good fortune teller, for his sake and mine. This is David Cates for Annenberg Radio News from Los Angeles.